a big wake-up call.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Seems Boeing's Dreamliner is having a hard time these days. Earlier this week, the aircraft maker delayed the inaugural flight of its newest airplane. Today, there's news of 15 canceled orders for the plane, also known as the 787. That's from the company's biggest customer, the Australian carrier Qantas. The latest on the bumpy ride from Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The cancellation amounts to half of the Dreamliners Qantas had asked for. The airline is also delaying delivery of another 15 of the Dreamliners it's still buying. Qantas's chief executive blamed the move on tough market conditions, perhaps the worst in the airline industry's history. Aviation writer Matt O'Sullivan of the Sydney Morning Herald says it's a real hit for Boeing.
Its future does, to a large extent, rely on the success or otherwise of the Dreamliner. So, you know, when you've got your largest customer saying, we're going to rescind on at least some of our orders, then it's a real problem.
O'Sullivan says Boeing's announcement earlier this week that it's delaying the plane's first flight may have also been a factor, or at least an excuse for Qantas. So far this year, Boeing has lost 58 orders for the carbon fiber Dreamliner. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Now, there was a little buying going on Wall Street yesterday. Gains of 2% across the board for the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and the Dow. The Dow gained more than 172 points to close at 8472. European stocks are mostly higher by under a percent right now. Asian markets were up today. The U.S. House is expected to vote as early as today on historic legislation to regulate greenhouse gases. Democrats have been pushing hard to get the bill to the House floor and making a lot of concessions to get the votes that they need. And as Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, farmers and ethanol producers are getting what they want.
The climate change bill includes a plan to pay farmers for practices that keep carbon dioxide in the soil. But the bill puts the program under the supervision of the Agriculture Department, not the Environmental Protection Agency. That's a change green groups fear will weaken oversight. They're also alarmed by concessions to the biofuels industry, including one they say underestimates ethanol's impact on global warming. Kate McMahon is with Friends of the Earth.
This whole situation is really unfortunate, and it's really sad that our environmental champions didn't stick up for us here.
But Daniel Weiss at the Center for American Progress Action Fund calls the concessions to agribusiness marginal and says an imperfect climate change bill is better than none.
If it's not passed, it's hard to see how Congress would enact something better over the next 2 years.
The Senate will likely vote on the bill in September. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
It's one of those surreal mornings when we wake up and ask, did something really big happen yesterday? And of course the answer is yes. There were few crevices on planet Earth that the celebrity of Michael Jackson didn't penetrate. And that's thanks in large part to his music heyday. Stu Levine is assistant managing editor at Variety.
Michael Jackson's Thriller in 1982 yielded 7 top 10 singles. And just, you know, people were just in love with him. It was a crazy time. And then, you know, when he started doing the Moonwalk and Thriller, he was the top of the game at that point. There was really nobody like him as far as a pop culture icon.
In case you were in a crevice yesterday, Michael Jackson died of what his family said was cardiac arrest in Los Angeles. He was 50 years old. In his career, he sold 61 million albums, and he was about to embark on a big tour in London.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Superbrands, Brandweek's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brandweek's Superbrands for more information.
The Austrian media is up in arms over comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's latest movie. Bruno follows the adventures of a fictional gay Austrian fashionista traveling to the United States. Critics say the film damages Austria's image and could cause economic harm. Now, Kazakhstan was equally outraged over its portrayal in Cohen's first movie, Borat. From the European desk in London, here's Stephen Beard.
What's up? I'm Bruno. I'm here at Milan Fashion Week.
Baron Cohen has been sashaying around Europe in character, plugging the movie and dispensing fashion tips.
Gordon Brown, I mean, that guy needs a total makeover, and it's a fake tan.
He just needs to come out. Come on, Gordon, click those heels and say hello.
But Bruno is not going down well in the land of his supposed birth. The Austrian media are not amused.
Some of Sacha Baron Cohen's statements are not so funny for us. They are not acceptable.
Lisa Trompisch is with the daily newspaper Heute in Vienna. She says that Bruno goes beyond a joke, describing Mein Kampf as a fashion Bible and Adolf Hitler as Austria's black sheep, portraying the country as Nazi and homophobic.
I think it's not funny. I think today we are living in an open-minded modern Austria and should reject those statements.
Austria's state broadcaster ORF has even suggested that Bruno could damage the economy, deterring tourists and investors. Robert Jones of the brand consultant Wolf Olins concedes the movie could do some harm.
There will be a board meeting somewhere in the world that's considering whether to build a factory in Austria or form an alliance with an Austrian business. And at the backs of those minds, unspoken, will be the thought, Austria equals Bruno. Let's go somewhere else.
But he warns Austria should not follow Kazakhstan's example and try to sue Cohen. That'll only boost the movie. The best advice for Austria and for all the people duped into taking part may be to sit back and try to see the funny side of Bruno.
How did you find your son?
I swapped him.
You swapped him? Swapped
the baby for what?
For an iPod.
In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can join us at our website where you can share your thoughts with our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.